We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob Shorey, one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out, and he's on the mic. You should be able to hear him. He's turned up all the way. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and a couple lines open for you. Let's get right to your calls. You were nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to John in Windsor first. What's going on, John?
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Okay, I have a question on what's the best way to cut the cable?
The best way to cut the cable?
Right.
Well, you need to pick a streaming service, number one. So you got to research the services that are out there, whether they be YouTube TV, Hulu, Sling. There's tons of them out there. And choose the one you're going to, that has the channels you want. We just got a kind of a note from YouTube TV, which kind of made me a little cranky, that they're going to add a bunch of channels that I don't even care about and crank up our costs another $6 or so. So they're becoming just as bad as the cable company. So keep that in mind when you're looking for your streaming service. You know, make sure you look at the channels you need and the services you want, and that's where you have to start. Then you're just a matter of picking a streaming device. I would have you look at the NVIDIA Shield. It's like a Roku, it's like a Fire Stick, but it's, I think, one of the best ones out there. It's an Amazon TV based system, and not Amazon, Android. And take a look at that as an option, as a device to stream with. And then your internet has to be at least, I don't know, 30 megabits or so. If it's just you or you and your wife or whoever in the home, you don't need a lot of streaming, but 30 megabits would be good. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. I right now I have Roku on my TV. So if I cut the cable, does that Roku go away? Or
no? If Roku came with the cable service, it would go away. If it came with your TV, you have a Roku streaming device. Now you just got to pick your service. You still have to pay for cable.
Okay.
You have to pay for cable internet, just not cable TV anymore. So you're gonna have to pick a streaming service: Hulu, YouTube TV. You know, that's what you got to choose. You know, take a look and see what channels are out there. Sling, and then choose your service. You can even set it up now before you cut the cable to see how you like it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Right.
Okay, so if I have Roku, I got to get another streaming device, right?
If you have Roku for another TV, yes, you'll need another streaming device.
Yeah, it was built into the TV when I bought it. You know, I bought this smart TV, and they had that device right into it.
Okay, yeah. So if you have another TV that's not smart, you'll need a streaming device. And if you already have one Roku, you may as well get a second Roku. Oh,
okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, and have a good day.
Yep, you too. Good luck, John. One of the things you really have to be careful with on these streaming systems is making sure you have the right channel. I mean, and once YouTube TV gave us that little nasty note, I thought it was nasty. Hey, by the way, your bill's going up. Here's some channels we're going to throw on there for you. I don't want any of them. I instantly started looking for alternatives. And the problem is a lot of the alternatives, the way they bundled the channels together, it's not much different than whether you go to YouTube. So these streamers are getting, they figured it out.
I think they're getting bought off.
Something's happening. And because I haven't watched baseball, I forgot about NESN. So I'm doing all this research and I forget, I'm trying to figure out which is which. And there's only a few services that offer NESN. I almost punted YouTube TV, not realizing what punted the Sox. They're not playing now, but they'll be playing eventually. Let's go to John in Killingworth. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. And
sure.
Thanks for the good laughs before the break on the gentleman that called in about the home theater and Alexa trouble. And I loved his line about I opened up a box of confusion. And
yeah, that's a good line. Yeah, that's home automation for you. There's so much to deal yeah. with.
And I enjoyed your the way that you were handling getting the shades open in your house. That was funny too.
Yeah, low tech, right? I'll pay for it later.
You have some explaining to do when you get home.
Don't worry, she puts up with a lot, but I will pay for it.
Someone was skinny.
I was laughing so hard though. It was great. Goodness. So you should have him call in all the time. It was like a comedy routine between.
Yeah, hey, he was a good caller.
You guys. Yeah. So you've tried to help me break the cable cord before.
Yeah.
And actually, I still haven't. And you know, it's interesting, the YouTube TV that you were talking about. I was all ready to go with them, and I was frustrated that they keep going up in price too. So
yeah.
That's anyway. So. But my thing is I have a stepdaughter that's been doing internship and she's been using her desktop computer desktop. They actually sent her a desktop computer.
Yep.
She's been doing it upstairs. We've got the Comcast, still got the it's like 200 megabyte speed. Not their best one, but somewhere kind of pretty good. And
200's plenty.
Yeah, right. So the router is downstairs, and everywhere downstairs you tend to get close to 200 or above.
Mm-hmm.
And upstairs it's half of that. So I got a just like a kind of lower end. I think it was a Linksys 6300 extender from Best Buy, and I thought it was going to take care of the upstairs if I kind of found a spot somewhere between where her bedroom is and the router downstairs, and it didn't increase the speed at all. In fact, I mean, it was still like upstairs, it's 100, which should be plenty, but she's sometimes losing a video connection when she's doing Zoom calls,
mm-hmm.
which seems strange, but.
Well, that's a great point.
Anyway.
That's what I was going to ask you. You're trying to solve for a problem. It's not really a problem of your bandwidth.
Ah, you think
right?
It's not the bandwidth?
No.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, she thinks it's the bandwidth, and I'm thinking 100 should be fine upstairs, but
so the cable companies have conditioned everybody to think everything is a bandwidth issue, so they can sell you more bandwidth. So think mm-hmm. of bandwidth as your water line into your home, and you have probably a 1-inch water line from your water company, right?
Yeah.
The internet provider with your 200 megabit connection has connected you with a 6-inch water line. Now, you're still going to use the shower the same way. If your shower was able to have a 6-inch all the way to the shower head, it would blast your, it'd take your hair right off, right?
Right.
So you don't need all that bandwidth. So she's getting a 100 megabit connection, and she's still having issues with Zoom. It's not your bandwidth. 100 megabits is plenty. I'm happy at home with five of us streaming, doing all our video gaming, whatever they're going to do, and, 83 megs is fine.
Interesting.
So it's her computer.
It's her computer.
Or the Zoom host.
Okay.
Right. You have X number of the ability for the host to deliver the Zoom is also part of this equation. So, it's not your bandwidth, I don't think. 100 megabit bandwidth is plenty for Zoom calls. So you're going to kill yourself getting it. Yeah, you're going to kill yourself buying all this hardware. You're not going to solve anything.
It didn't. But and I returned it. and I was thinking, do I need to get a better one? Basically, did I go too cheap?
No.
You were talking earlier about 2.4 versus 5. So on the router, there are, when I set up the extender, there was like you checked the password off for both that you, I mean, you could, So I don't really understand. I don't know if you could explain the different. Why do these dual band routers? Why do they have two different bands? I guess is what I was curious about.
The 2.4 gives you further distance at a slower bandwidth.
The
5G will give you a wider bandwidth at a shorter distance. That's the
Do you have any cordless phones at home?
Yes.
Okay. That uses 2.4, by the way.
Yeah,
that's right.
So
okay.
Then you're sharing channels and bandwidth with those as well.
So you could be interfering with your 2.4 gigahertz.
Could that be interfering with the router, actually?
Yes. Older cordless phones that don't say, hey, we're safe for Wi-Fi, could interfere. Now, who knows if yours is or not. But if your daughter's computer is only running on a 2.4 gigahertz, which is fine, radio inside her computer, that's all she's going to get. She may not have a new enough machine to even see 5 gigahertz and get bigger bandwidth connections. But the further she is away from that router, the less of a connection she's going to get. 5G is really for really close high-speed connection, 50 feet, let's say, not going through things. Whereas 2.4, if you have a TV, let's say, in somebody's bedroom and the router's downstairs, you want to run that TV at 2.4. It'll have a much better, much more solid connection to the slower bandwidth connectivity, but you'll be able to easily stream whatever you want. So you have to pick and choose. But 100 megabits for her, if she's connecting, you can't do any really better than that to do a Zoom call.
Can she tell within her computer what type of bandwidth it's connecting with?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a setting or is there a way to check the setting? I mean, I wonder if she's also doing it, if she is doing the 5.0, it definitely is. I mean, it's through a wall and a floor. I mean,
but you're getting 100 megabits.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, right outside her door, it was 100 megabits.
You're getting 100. Does she do a test and get a speed test of 100 megabits?
No, I need to have her do that, but that's a good question.
Wait, haven't done that yet?
And you called
this show?
Well, no, I heard about this after the fact. She wasn't there to check it.
All right. Well, check that. We're assuming she's getting 100 megabits.
Yeah, we are assuming that. That would be a very important thing if she's not.
That's the whole game, man.
Yes. Well, I'll have her check it. Sorry.
Right. You may subscribe to 100 megabit internet service, but they might only be giving you 10.
Well, there's that, too.
Right.
Yeah, and that can happen, too. Yeah, check. Well, you do some speed tests.
Yeah, no. When I was doing it with the extender or just even the regular network, the regular Wi-Fi, it was definitely they were both 100. So with the phone testing outside her door, so she wasn't there. So
But so her computer itself might be some old piece of junk that they gave her, and it may not be connecting. It could be connecting really poorly to your Wi-Fi signal, and that might be the whole issue. So you may want to look at her machine.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll have her check, and that's great advice, and I appreciate it all the time.
All right, John, our pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So we'll step out for a quick break. We've got, Natalie? Natalie and Mike on the line, and a couple lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Let's go right to your calls. Natalie in Hartford, you're up next. What's going on?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is regarding the Windows 10 version 2004.
Oh, boy. Stay away from that.
Well, that was my question. I get automatic updates on my laptop, and I paused it based on what I heard you say last week. But I've paused it for 30 days, but is it possible to opt out of it permanently?
Not permanently, but you can delay it further. I want to say you can delay it up to 90 days, but don't hold me to that off the top of my head. We'll find a link for you to go to the instructions as to how to delay it further, but do not apply it. Even Microsoft won't apply it to their own hardware.
Okay, wait until the next version if I can.
Wait as long as you can. There's nothing that's going to benefit you by going to 2004. All negative from what we can tell.
Well, I'm glad I heard that.
Yeah. Keep,
the second
keep
question, I switched to GoNet Speed a few months ago.
You're kidding.
And I, you know, they installed their own modem, and I bought a router that was suggested by the gentleman who helped me with the installation. It was someone that they recommended.
Okay.
But ever since then, I've been having a problem. My printer keeps going offline.
Your
printer is
wireless,
right? And I'm wondering if it's related. I'm sorry?
Is your printer wireless?
Yes.
Yeah. So
is it related to the router?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
It is. Yep. So what you have to do is set your printer as a static device, static IP. So pick an IP address that's available in your network, 192.168.1.48. All right?
Okay.
Configure your printer for that open IP. Now, before you do that, ping that address to see if anything responds on that .48 address. All right? This is not something I could link for you, no.
What kind of computer is it?
Printer.
I have a Lenovo Yoga 730 laptop, and the printer is Hewlett-Packard. It's a few years old. I think it's a 2600 series.
We can try to find something, but again, this is more of a step-by-step thing where you have to first pick an IP address that's available.
Okay.
And you're going to set your printer to have that address. So what's happening is it's getting a new address and your computer can't find it.
Okay.
And then you go on to the router and you're going to configure the router to exclude that address from the DHCP handout. And that way nothing else will take the address. So once you then do that, you then will configure your printer on your computer to print, and it should see the printer at that .48 address that you set, and it should never change for you. And there are sometimes tools that HP offers you. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I found a tool here for that where it helps you connect to your Wi-Fi, install the drivers, and do all of that stuff. But it'll also have a utility, so when it loses the IP, it'll go back out and find it, but you have to click on it to find it.
So in that case, the utility will not require you to do all the static configurations I just described because it'll try to find the printer for you.
What is the utility? Is that HP Smart?
It's an HP utility. What is it called, Bob?
Install Smart.
Yep.
HP Smart.
Yep.
And add your computer.
Okay. Actually, I have that on my computer, but I haven't set it up.
So try setting it up and seeing if it can redetect where your printer ended up. It got a new address.
So it'll find it.
Yeah, it'll find it. Okay. So you're going to have to run it when you lose connectivity.
But once I set it up, you're saying it will automatically connect me?
If you do it, if you do the static route that I talked about, you'll never have to use the smart. If you don't do the static route that I talked about, you'll have to use the smart utility to have it help you find the printer. Because the printer got a different IP address, so you got to pick whichever route you want to go. If the utility is a quick double click and it refines the printer and you're good to go, that's fine. Or you can learn how to set up a static route in a router, and you know, it'll be a little even further your geeky knowledge.
Well, I'll see if Google can help me with that. The router is a TP-Link, a 1200.
All right.
Is that adequate?
It should be. I wouldn't have used it, but it's fine. What's the? Did you set a password on it, or did you change the password on it? I hope.
I believe I have. I'll have to look for it. I think that when we set it up, he did ask me to assign a password. I'll look it up.
All right, good. As long as you've done that kind of stuff, TP-Link is fine. As long as it's working for you, it's fine, right? And then and the price is right on GoNetSpeed. Right.
Well, I'll try that, setting up that static. Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, wireless printers is a big issue.
Yeah.
Because they get a new IP address, your computer's expecting them over here, and then they moved over there with a different address. And if you're not using the utility, you got to go tell the computer where to find the printer again. It's a big pain in the butt. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So stick around. We got Mike and Abe on the line, and a couple lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about is posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's our show website. And, of course, on Facebook. Mike G posts it live for us. And, of course, if you're watching us on the WTIC live stream, thank you very much. It's good to see you guys on there. And be sure to share it out so your friends see it and Zuckerberg deems us worthy. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock, and we'll get right to your calls. You were nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go right to Mike in Wethersfield next. You there, Mike?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have a streaming question, too. So we have YouTube TV, Cox Cable, and with all the bells and whistles, it's like unlimited speed and all that.
Unlimited and, speed you don't need.
Well, not speed, data, I guess it is, because we stream all the time, or I don't know. We went over the limit at one point, and it was like $200 a month. So we have the the other option, whatever it is, like $140 we're paying just for internet. So, but the TV buffers at times.
Yep.
What causes that?
So, yeah, there's a lot to get from point A to point B. So the buffering is probably due to your router, which is handing out.
Newer router, and I reset it. It's a Netgear Nighthawk or something like that.
Okay. What is your streaming?
It's only in the other, it's right in another room. I mean, it's literally 20 feet away.
Yep. Are you streaming at 2.4 gigahertz or 5 gigahertz? Did you connect the TV to the 5 gigahertz SSID or the 2.4?
Well, that's a good question. How do I do that?
It's a key question, really. So go into the network settings of your TV, and if it has a 5 gigahertz setting and you've chosen it, choose the 2.4. 2.4 does better at distance. And okay, believe it or not, 30 feet is a distance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen. It only happens on one TV. It's kind of our older TV.
Okay.
Still, but the other ones never really do it.
Yeah, it's the TV's. Yeah, it's the TV's ability to stream is the problem.
And how do I find the settings for that?
You're going to have to go to the network settings of your TV. There, you probably have to get out the old clicker there and get into the menu and see what the network settings are of the wireless of the TV.
Network settings. Okay.
Yep, and try to get at the 2.4.
My other question is the new internet provider, GoNetSpeed.net.
Yeah, GoNetSpeed.
It's coming into our neighborhood.
Congratulations.
Is it good?
It's awesome.
Oh, okay, for sure, because they just installed right across the street from us.
Oh, and you're gonna ask them for the $50 package. It's guaranteed for life. 150 megabits up and down. You don't have to pay for overages. There's no overage costs. So you're going to basically get YouTube TV for free if you think about what you're paying now to Cox.
Right. And my other another quick question, because when it buffers, I'll go on to the speed check app, and I'll check, and it up. I think it downloads at 140 something, but it uploads at only like 14. Upload speed?
Upload is just delivering data out of your home up to the cloud or to a resource. So it doesn't really matter in this case. Streaming is all a downward operation pretty much.
Just because we're downloading stuff. Okay,
yeah,
I
that's
see.
The key. Yeah.
So get the GoSpeed.net and I can use my GoNet?
GoNetSpeed. Yeah.
GoNetSpeed.
Yeah.
And I can use my my old router?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can, and you're going to save a ton of money, and you're going to thank me later.
I'm jealous.
All right, yeah. I'm thinking you now.
All right, well, good.
Can I, one other thing, can I just say hi to my wife, Michelle?
Sure, you just did.
Oh, great. Have a great day.
All right, you too, Mike. Guys. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's move on to Abe in Hartford next. What's up, Abe?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I just got a quick question. You know, it's about the cable company and streaming and the internet speeds. How do they regulate that when they say, okay, we're going to give you 30 gigabytes or you know, 100 or whatever it is? Is that through my modem? Are they talking to the modem and telling the modem to speed up or slow down? Or how does all that work when my neighbor can have the fast internet and I can have the slow internet? We're all coming across the same coax. You know, I don't get that part.
Yeah, so it's based on distance, really. Distance from the box, their central box. So if they're able to deliver to you 100 megabit speeds, you'll need a modem capable of receiving those speeds. If you're at a certain distance from their box and they say, sorry, Abe, you can only get 50 megabits, then that's all they can get you based on the distance from their service. That's how they regulate it.
What if we're both at the same distance? You know, like they charge you more for a higher connection speed. How do they know that, you know, just say we're in the same apartment building.
Yeah.
One guy's getting, you know, 50 and the next guy's getting 100 because he's paying more. I don't know how they regulate that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just a throttling technology. So they are shrinking down the pipe size of your connection because you're not willing to pay for the massive pipe. And the next guy is. So they literally throttle the bandwidth to your specific modem. Now, I couldn't tell you the specific technology they use to do that, but the word is throttling. So they take the gas pedal off of your connection and give it to the guy next to you because he paid for it. In a real basic way. I mean, I'm sure there's a technical definition that I could give you, but I don't know technically what they're doing to shrink that pipe for you. Mm-hmm. But that it's called throttling.
All right, because I always wonder, are they talking to my modem,
yeah.
You know, telling the modem only, hey, only allow this guy 30, whatever, next modem they're telling. Yeah, I didn't know if there was some communication there.
I think there is, Abe, because they actually ask for your MAC address of your modem when you connect a device like that. So I agree. I think within their throttling technology, they will say, Abe, MAC address this gets this speed. And within that technology, they deliver that bandwidth. They throttle your connection to be whatever megabits you're willing to pay for. And the problem is, too, though, that you could be paying for 100 megabits and they could be only delivering 50. And that happens way too often where people think they're getting more than they're not getting what they're paying for. And that's why you occasionally do speed tests. But you do not need a lot of bandwidth to do anything on the internet. How many folks are in your home?
Just me.
So I would tell you, Abe, if it's just you, you could get away with like a 50 megabit connection and do everything, high definition streaming, gaming. You could have three TVs going on at the same time, no problem. So your buddy is just paying too much.
Yeah, because you know, anytime I get my internet, I always get the cheapest that they have. And I haven't had a problem doing anything on the internet.
Exactly.
So, you know.
The cable companies want to
sell
you more.
All the time. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, I always say, just give me the basic, and I haven't. I mean, Netflix, anything I want to do, it just seems to work fine, you know?
It does. It's not the bandwidth that is the issue, generally.
It's like they have a governor on your modem that prevents it from over-revving.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Abe. Thanks for calling.
All right. Stay safe.
Yep, you too. All right, let's step out for a quick break, and we'll get back to more of your calls. George and Rick, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back in the final stretch here at Computer Talk with Tab .com. Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Lessie will be in. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And Garden Talk comes in at noon, so stick around for that. And let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to Rick in Manchester next. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, Eric, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Good. God, I've been listening to you guys for so many years, I can't even I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, we've been on the air for like 25 years. It is amazing.
I've been listening to you since day one.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Over the years, I have called in to you guys with problems a million times, and you've always been able to help and solve them for me. So I appreciate your work. Like you guys, I'm a computer tech, but nowhere near your stature, of course.
Stature? What stature? Come on, we just have more problems to solve. That's all. You could do it.
And you guys are the best areas. There's no question about it.
Thank you.
But okay, the thing with me is, I've never had a smartphone.
Okay.
I've never wanted one because I hate technology. All the years I've worked with it, I've learned to hate it.
I hear you.
And I just got one recently, not long ago. And so, I'm getting used to it, and it's working out. But the problem that I'm having is when I'm texting with somebody, I just click on the messenger icon and, start texting back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to send a pic, I go into gallery, pick the picture I want to send, and add it to the text message.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit send, and it just sits there going, sending, 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 and it never sends. It always ends up locking up, and I have to shut everything down and reboot it. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Wow. Yeah, so it's either a big picture, and the text doesn't want to send it. Once you get into a Wi-Fi environment, it probably would send more easily.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen that happen, even on my phone. Big pictures can have issues, and they can be delayed. What's your cellular network that you're using?
Consumer.
Consumer. So they could have an issue, too, as far as throttling, because they're not their own network. They're piggybacking on other people's networks.
Yeah, they're piggybacking on AT&T, as far as I know.
Right. So maybe you're sending a large picture. Well,
it's like a selfie of my face or something, because that's as far as I've gotten with this.
Well, you probably took it in RAW, and it's probably like, 30 megs or something like that. I don't know. I'm guessing, though, it's a bandwidth issue on your text. Try sending something smaller. Or try to look at the size of the picture you're sending to see if my theory is correct. They shouldn't block you. They're not going to block your ability to send pictures, because that's what people do all the time.
Yeah. I've left it on for like 10 minutes after I hit the send button, and it still just sits there going, sending, 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 sending.
Right. But were you in a Wi-Fi network too, or just on the cellular?
No, I'm just using cellular.
Yeah.
I don't have cable in the house anymore. I got rid of it because I have issues with Cox.
I've been
at war with them for several years. And there's no other way I can get Wi-Fi because they got this place locked up. You can't get anything but Cox.
Gotcha. Well, then check my theory. I'll go to like some McDonald's or some other public Wi-Fi and see if you're able to send your picture easily with Wi-Fi enabled.
Okay.
And you might find that it does flow out of of your phone more easily.
Okay. Since you mentioned Wi-Fi, let me ask you, I'm sorry to take up all your time.
No.
Cox right now is running a free Wi-Fi connection. So.
That's like telling me that your shower head is free when you get the water from your water company. Wi-Fi is not, it's just part of your internet connection. There's no free. You're paying for your internet.
Something that they've just done recently.
Okay. When you're out in the world? When you're out running around?
No, right here at home.
Okay.
Every time I turn on my phone, the little Wi-Fi thing comes up and says, Wi-Fi network available, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Cox Wi-Fi network. So I'll click on that, and it'll say, it'll give me the option to connect.
You have to log in.
No, there's no login required.
Normally, you have to have an account.
You're doing because of this stupid coronavirus.
Oh, okay, that could be. They could be offering it in a limited time for now.
Yeah.
But normally, you have to have an account. Yeah, you have to have an account normally.
I'll hit connect.
Yep.
And then sometimes it'll just go away. I never know if I'm on it. I never get anything that indicates that I'm on Wi-Fi.
It should look like a pizza slice when you're connected.
It's always up in the top icon bar with a little question mark.
Oh, then you're not connected.
It never says it made the connection.
Right, so you're not connected. You should have a nice pizza slice, and depending on how full the slice is, is how good your connection is.
Okay, so I don't know why it's not connecting then, because
yeah, this may not be as free as you think. Yeah, well, they can offer it to everybody in the area, but it may not be as free as you think. You may have to log in. Check like a McDonald's. Check like one of those places that has free Wi-Fi. Connect and see if it connects properly for you.
Okay, I'll give that a shot, I guess. That's my best.
That's all I got right now. That's all you got right now, Rick.
All right, Eric, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
All right, sounds good.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go on to George in East Granby next. What's going on, George?
Okay, I'll give that a shot, I guess.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, sir.
I was given a computer with Windows 7 on it, and I made a search, and shortly a message comes up and says, search is timed out. How do I get rid of that?
What are you searching in, sir?
Excuse me, what was that?
Are you searching in Google? Where are you searching?
Yeah, well, Google.
All right, and you're online?
Yes.
And it just says it times out. So you can't surf the internet at all?
Yeah, I can search it, yes. But I get very little use out of it because this message pops up.
It's a little kind of cryptic. Search has timed out. When this is only when you're in Google?
Well, I've only used it with Google for the few days I've had it.
Okay. But you're able to, so you can go to WTIC.com if you want or any other site with no problem?
Yes.
Are you using Google Chrome?
But after a few minutes of the search to get onto that address, this message pops up and just eliminates all use of the computer.
Really? So, all right. So your internet's not working at all, really, then, on the machine?
Probably not.
So this computer was a gift. Did they clean it out on you? Did they remove all the junk and stuff that was part of it?
No, it was a relative who just gave it to me, and he just didn't want it anymore.
All right. I wonder if you got, like, a cache issue or something else going on here as far as your browser, but it shouldn't just time out like that. Who's your internet provider, George?
Oh, it's Wi-Fi through T-Mobile.
Oh, okay. So you have a T-Mobile hotspot.
Yes.
All right, and that's working, you think, but maybe not.
Well, it seems to be working.
Not if it's timing out all the time.
What's that?
Not if it's timing out all the time.
Well, so
if you're getting a timeout, to me, it sounds like you're not on the internet.
Well, this timeout, is that coming out of Windows 7, or is this through the internet?
I think it's coming through Google, if I had to guess, right, Bob?
Well, I think it's his
I can fight Google on this.
Yeah, it could be an issue with your, I think it's your internet or your hotspot. So, George, you're coming up against the hard break here. You may want to check, have you called T-Mobile on this?
No, I haven't.
I would get on with them.
Okay.
And just see if there's something going on with your internet service from them. All right, George?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I wish I could give you more. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. And everything we've talked about has been posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. You can also find this Facebook live feed over at WTIC's Facebook page. You can watch it anytime. And we are podcasted over at Radio.com. So there's never an excuse. If you ever want to catch something that we talked about, it should be there for you. Again, thank you very much for being here this morning.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.